Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
Another edition of Sex Talk, where I'm your host, Chocolate Tiger, where I cover everything from sex, love, and relationships. Like I said, we get down and dirty in here, so if your ears are immature and you're under the age of 18, I suggest you hang up the phone now. Well, welcome, and happy Veterans Day, and 11-11-11. You know I went to the line and played the numbers, right? I played the Georgia Lottery today. Yes, I did. I done played a lot of numbers, so I hope I win tonight. And if I do, you won't hear back from me. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, y'all. Just kidding. I also want to mention on last Friday, I'm so sorry for no show. It won't happen again. I promise. But I was stuck at the airport in Charlotte, and I was coming from the 1414 in New York City, and I tell y'all, I had a blast. New York, so far on the map, is one of my top cities for that 1414. Memphis, shut it down. Oh, my goodness. I think I danced hard. I guess you can see a video at the end where I was sweating and all that stuff in my little gray dress. I didn't get musky, but I did sweat it out. I sweat it out, dropped it low, and then JD put me on the spot, told me to dougie. And guess what? I failed. I tried. If you can get to one of these 1414s, please, at least one of these, I'm telling you. It's a great time meeting all the Global 14 members. ATL was great. I even finally got to meet my crush. Oh, my goodness. And she's a joy, y'all. She's, like, so down to earth. I love crush. I had already met Ash, and I hadn't met Golden, but Golden was, I met him in ATL. So, Leah, everybody, I'm giving y'all a shout-out. I mean, had a great time with you guys. Hopefully we'll get to meet again. And like I said, if you can get out to one of these 1414s, you trust me, if you don't get out, you're missing out on a whole lot. And before we start, I want to say rest in peace to Heavy D. He was a very close friend, a dear friend of mine in New York. We was just speaking on Heavy D all last week in New York, actually, about the BET Awards and just other little stuff because, like I said, he's real close friends with them. So let's continue. I'm sorry, y'all. Continue to pray for the Myers and the Mount Vernon family. I ain't got nothing but love for you, baby. Uh-huh. You know, that's a little tearjerker right there. Oh, this is a giveaway Friday. I will be giving up throughout tonight's show. Yeah. You know how I like to give away stuff like creams and toys and everything? Guess what? We giving them out again tonight. We got to get back. Remember, but you have to be a member of Sex Talk to win any of you participate. Anything. You have to be a member of my team. All right. Let's go ahead and start today off. Getting into the topic of the day. And guess what that topic is? Why stigma doesn't serve as prevention. Why stigma serve as STD prevention? Have you ever had to tell a partner or a sexual lover that you had a sexual transmitted disease? I hadn't. I hadn't disease. Into the eyes, seeing the disgust, felt the fear and noticed the deception of attraction. Have you just in your lover's eyes? Or have you ever felt like a deep shame as they passing judgment on your health status? Or just maybe you decided that this emotional roller coaster was not worth the conversation and just held off and didn't tell your lover or your partner that you had a disease. And, you know, we are human beings, y'all, and we're very vulnerable of admitting that, yes, our bodies, you know, you can contact viruses and diseases when we kiss and we stroke each other. But some people right now don't realize that. But a sexual animal, everything stays safe and covered. And that sex or risk. You know, you're taking a big risk that, you know, just using a condom, even now, because there are some diseases out there that will... I'm not going to eat through a rub. It is safe to take, but it's also very possible that you should do something if you're a sexual. You know, it doesn't make you a bad or irresponsible person. It just makes you a human. And perhaps it's about that time we start opening up more this conversation, because I know some people. And you ask them, and you know, and you have a sexual transmitted disease. You are, by law, in the state of Alabama, required to tell us who you contracted it from, or where your sex was at the time of the period. Well,
what's going on? We're having a tad bit of technical difficulties here, so just bear with us a few moments. We got a CT is going to come back with us for a little bit. And while we're waiting, hey, Ash.
Yes, I'm
Ash.
Here.
Hey.
I'm here.
So I figure since CT is taking a little... break, we got some little time here. Tell us a little bit about the 1414, because she was saying that she met you. She already met you. She got to meet Crush, so I feel left out because everyone was there except for me.
You missed out. We had a good time. You know, I've seen, you know, I met Mika. I met a lot of people. We had that 1414. If you ain't had one yet, you need to get one. Oh, my God.
Hello, I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, man. Oh, and I think we got CT back with us, Ash.
I'm sorry, guys. I guess this is just a damn host or jinx on my end or something. Every time I'm on, now it seems like it's just a jinx. But I tell you what, Log Talk, we're going to have a talk after this show because I don't know. I don't know what's going on right now. But I was dropped. I was kicked out again. But getting back to my topic.
Back to your topic.
Back to my topic. Like I was saying, in the state of Alabama, they require you to give the sexual, the people you've been sexual involved with. And if not, then you can be prosecuted for it. You have to give that information. And we have to, so the health department, they go out and find these people and let them know that you was, you have an STD, and you need to be seen. So, like I'm saying, it doesn't make you a bad or irresponsible person. It just makes, you know, human and you feeling as though, well, I don't want this person not to love me anymore. I cheated or wherever, however it happened. But I start, like I said, I've had just health problems as in, you know, a few yeast infection, but that's normal for a woman, or a urinary tract infection. But along the year, you know, people always, you know, come in with HPV, and you remember that was a topic about 2 weeks ago I talked about. But thankfully, antibiotics help clear up all your infection. There are some that does not clear up with antibiotics, so it's best to get checked, y'all. again, but regardless of your health situation right now and my health situation, like I said, it's always best to see a doctor. Don't assume that, oh, it's just a yeast infection or a urinary tract infection. Guys does not know when they're burning or, well, that's what the comment is, gonorrhea. But when a guy is infected with gonorrhea, they don't know right off that. And a woman really cannot tell. So it's best that you go in and get checked, okay? But like I said, if you ever, you know, had irresponsible sex, unprotected sex, or have become, you know, outside the confines of marriage or cheated, long-term monogamous relationships, just let's be truthful for a minute about this topic. And, see, I'm lost my train of thought. But like I said, so why does stigma doesn't serve STD prevention? And I do have Crush on the, not Crush, Renita on the line. Renita, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm from the Washington, D.C. area. Like, I'm from Maryland, but I hold down personally, you know, DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And you know what, CT, in that area, we have a lot of people that don't get tested. And Washington, D.C. is actually one of the highest for African-American females having, like, HIV and now STDs in general. So
right.
I don't think, you know, people, they just don't take it serious. And you can't even blame it on the young people anymore. I think, you know, the older people don't either. People just, for some reason, just don't want to get tested. I don't know if it's because they don't want to know or what, but it's just really weird, you know. I don't know. It's scary, too, actually.
It's very scary because of the fact that some people are sitting behind knowing that they have these diseases, like herpes, and they feel like, oh, well, I'm not going to tell. They're going to, because they want to stay with this person, and even though if they hadn't contracted that herpes from that new partner, they still, to me, should tell. That's why a lot of people, when you see them in the emergency room or when I see them one-on-one, it's like I'm scared. They might kill me. They might, you know, they might leave me. Husbands and wives, I've seen both. So, and it's like I said, it's very sad, and people now need to just, you know, start being honest. I think we're all old enough and mature enough now to come out and say, hey, this is what's going on, you know. But there are so many people that experience the STD in some shape or form at least once in their life and don't even know it. And should be able to drop that stigma and discuss it with any other health issue, just like saying, hey, I got a sore throat or I have a stomach ache. You know how we can just so freely talk about stuff when we have health issues like that. They should be able and willing to just come out and say, hey, I contracted this. I do love you, but this is what's going on with me. You know, be honest. That's all I'm saying. It's important to treat that person's emotions and honesty with care when you do find out, though. Okay?
Right.
That's all I'm
saying. And, you know, I was just going to say also, too, CT, just really quick, is that people have to realize when you get tested and you go to your doctor, you can get private testing. So just get tested, you know, for yourself at least to know, and then at least share with your loved ones, because sometimes that's just a heavy weight to carry on your own.
Correct. And then some may argue that the stigma is just a tool for STD prevention, but on the flip side, is that it doesn't make honesty and easy policy for those who are already experiencing STD. See, that's why I encourage people to just simply stay focused on reducing transmission, and it's better to have a partner feel comfortable in confessing a sexual health issue than just to feel the need to hide it. And as a prevention, you know, as prevention, it has two sides, not just one. Okay, do you agree it's time to just implement conversation strategies that accumulate truth instead of shame? And have you ever had to tell a partner that you had an STD or been on the other side and had your partner tell you. And so I want y'all to, I know this is a heavy topic, but you're going to be going deep like this, but hey, it's some things that need to be discussed. So call in and let me know how you feel about today's topic. Call 760-913-4119. Is there anything else you want to say, Renita? Are you good?
Oh, no, I'm good. Just please, people, get tested, like CT says, and just be honest. I think you nailed it, CT, on the head. You have to be honest, especially with your partner, please.
Right. That's it. Just be honest with yourself and your partner, and don't go hiding and being, you know, closed about it, because, like I said, everybody's grown, and sometimes, like I said, when you're young, you're 18 or younger, and you're listening, or 18 or older, you go discuss this with somebody, because like Renita said, it is a heavy burden to bear, you know, on your own, and you know that this is going on, okay? So call in and let me know how you feel about today's topic, 760-913-4119, and we'll be right back after this quick break. Today's topic, why stigma doesn't serve STD prevention. So if you had any comments on today's topic, I want to hear from you. Like I said, 760-913-4119. So call in. I think we do have a comment and a caller. Leah is on the line. Leah,
Hello.
Go ahead. Hello, Leah.
Hey there. How are you, darling?
We're doing great. And you?
Great. I just had, it's more of a question than a comment on what Renita was saying. And when you absolutely should be honest about your situation, if you've, you know, been tested and you know your situation, how do you, as we're young people, all of us are, we're young people, how do you, and we want to continue to lead our daily lives, how do you, and this is for, you know, whoever calls in and just gives their feedback, but my kind of comment or question is, how do you deal with, from a social aspect, now that you know a situation. How do you kind of cope with that? And how do you really, like, it's definitely hard to just get out there and say it, but, you know, it's also very hard to continue your daily life. You see a brother that's very attractive, you like him, you're feeling each other. I have an STD. That's, you know, it's kind of a deal breaker in a situation. So for the lifers that, you know, those that call in.
Right, but you know what?
Next step.
But you know what? It's also support groups out there. We give a lot of pamphlets, and there's support groups out there. You're not, I mean, if, say, if you called in and you had an STD, you're not alone. I mean, it's millions of people right now with an STD, and they're coping with it by, like I said, there's some of them are in relationships. There are people, like I said, once you never know. Once you tell that partner might sit and say, well, I was just waiting to tell you also I got such and such. Now, how would that person take it? Like I said, on the flip side, but you have to have friends. You got to have a strong support system, and like you said, it's going to be hard to move on. I think if I had an STD and I had to tell my partner, yes, it would be hard. Like I said, some people just don't tell them and they go on and live life. But I feel that's selfish of that person for not telling, you know, I have this. And, you know, true, it is a deal breaker sometimes, I think. Because I know people that with STDs now, living with STDs, and they have a partner. That partner doesn't even have that same STD they have. But, like I said, I think there's support systems out there. There's help out there to cope with that. Renita.
Okay.
Yes. You said something to Renita also?
Oh, no,
no,
I think she was,
I was just kind of
commenting on what I was saying. But I know back home in my area, like CT says, I know a lot of people don't agree with Planned Parenthood, but I can just talk for the ones in our areas. They're very active with the youth, and sometimes they have offered, you know, counselors will come in, and if a young woman or even a young man, because they offer it to young men as well, want to tell their partner. So, like, they're both like teenagers, and if they want to, you know, tell their partner, they will have them come in or pick a setting that's comfortable to that youth. And with that counselor, they then inform. So at least they have support, because the thing is also with the teens, the young people in general, they don't tell their parents, but they will tell a stranger. So I'm kind of glad that they offer that program home. I know for the youth, though, it's very hard to be open about that. But unfortunately, if you make a decision, you know, to be with this person, me personally, I just think it's fair that you would share that with someone. But, Leia, it is hard. It's very hard, you know. It's because you're a teen. You don't want to go around telling, you know, your fellow, you know, students or classmates, like, oh, I have an STD. And then with bullying and stuff, you have teens that are like, well, I'm not going to tell my mate because I don't want them telling the school that I have this. So,
Right. Exactly.
I think that,
I mean,
at
one
that
of the...
point. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, please. I'm sorry.
Oh no, please, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I know that from just relating to what you're saying, that there are a couple of youth that I've mentored that are, you know, that know that they have, you know, not a an STD such as HIV, but other situations to where they really are not going to be able to cope, you know, in a normal environment. And they don't necessarily understand that. But then they kind of, they don't tell their families, relating to your point, but they do say, okay, well, so my partner I have this situation. But it's always a very weird type of, it's not weird because it's a situation you have to deal with, but it's so hard for them because you can't really just say to someone that you know, everyone wants to find love, they want to, you know, wants to find someone that's going to be there for them.
Right.
When, you know, how do you say, oh, I really like your companionship, your friendship, partnership, whatever the case might be, but I have an STD. And so I don't know how I'm going to get through this. God willing, I will. But there's a possibility I might not. It's a very hard situation and a conversation to have. And I'd love for the callers to kind of, like if they know someone. I actually know one person that had in my church that I grew up with that passed away from AIDS. He was an amazing, beautiful man from, he actually danced with Alvin Ailey, and he passed away from AIDS, and he was able to really be honest and open with his church community, with his family. But it was so hard for him to be able to say to his partner didn't necessarily leave him, but of course, there's a disconnection there. I don't know what happened, but, you know, he had an issue with that in terms of how do I have a partner, how do I have someone that's going to stick with me in the long run to be able to deal with this with me. And, you know, really, because you definitely, like when you said, you have to have that support system. And you're not always going to get it from your family and those that are around you. Sometimes that fails. So just for the caller that may call in and ask that question, you know, just commenting, questioning on that.
Right. So callers, that's right. Callers, call in, and if you know anybody with an STD, how they're coping with it, how did they partner take it, the family take it, call in and let us know. 760-913-4119. And Leah, thank you for your comment. Let me know if you need to comment on anything else. Just like put the bomb up or something. Let me know.
You're welcome.
Okay?
I definitely want to call back in for the cuffing discussion. I really want to be a part of that.
Oh, yes, girl. That's coming up next. Just hold on. Hold on. Yes, and like I said, it is a very serious issue. I'm trying to discuss STD with your partner or your loved one or your family. So call in and talk to us because we're strangers. So that's like Renita said, it's quicker to talk to a stranger than your family or your loved one. So call in, like I said, 760-913-4119. And the other topic for today, what Ms. Leah was talking about, do cuffing season mean anything to you? You know about that cuffing season. You know, it was usually, you know, summertime when the heat start coming, the guys will leave the girls because they want to put their chest out there and just run the street. Or, and then in the wintertime, here the guys run around, oh, I got to find me somebody because it's getting cold. Well, that special time of the year is finally here. And no, I'm not talking about Thanksgiving or Christmas. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, it's cuffing season, the time of the year where the air gets crisp and our beds get cold, so just what? Well, some of us go on a hunt in hopes of finding someone to cuff in our beds to keep us warm during the winter months. I've been looking for five of them, and I still hadn't found them. I went to five cities, still hadn't found me a cuffing buddy. Anyways, cuffing season can be many splendid things, but if you don't play your cards right, it can turn into a nightmare that never ends. So before you lock down your cuff buddy, take a look at these four simple steps I'm going to tell y'all, okay? There's no overnight cuffing at your place. Now, when you get a cuffing buddy, they can't spend a night. They have to leave the house by 12 o'clock. I don't do the overnight things. If you just want to be a cuff buddy, that's what we do. We all know a very few cuff buddies. I try to turn into a long-term relationship. And that's, like, as soon as the weather breaks, most people shed off their cuff booze like they shed one of clothes. So the first rule is to make sure that the person don't get too comfortable. You know what I mean? Don't let them get too comfortable thinking that you're theirs. Under no circumstances should your cuff buddy be allowed to stay behind. Do you hear what I'm saying? All right, now, I thought I had done went out again. I'm sorry, y'all. They need to perform their duties and get to going. Do what they got to do, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and hit the dough. Then the last thing you need is your cuff buddy walking around in their drawers and marking their territory. You know what I mean? Like the dogs mark the territory. Lift that leg and pee around the house. Mm-mm. Don't do that. And also be on the same page, y'all. Oddly enough, even though the season comes every year, many people still end up blindsided when one ends, and so do their relationships. And that's like 9 times out of 10. The easiest way to avoid breakups and potential stalking issues is to be on the same page from the beginning. You can say this ain't nothing but a screw thing, and you said it's nothing but a screw thing, then that's when you just, hey, let it be. Y'all on the same page. You don't go looking for anything. Let your cuff buddy know that they are, in fact, a cuff buddy, and what you're looking for ain't serious at the moment. You know, it's a tough, it's going to be a tough conversation to have with them. But it's to let the other person know exactly what they're getting into so you can save you the headache and that starting roll of snap down the line. You know what I mean? That little show snap where you go losing your damn mind thinking that he's yours and you, he is. No, we ain't got all of that. And stop talking about feelings. There's no talking about feelings with a cuff buddy. Ain't no love, no L word involved. You're in the house drinking a fruit glass of wine and at 14:14. Coming up on the sofa, you know, for the night, and the next thing you know, somebody's bringing up, oh, I'm so happy that we all, you know, we here on this couch together, girl. You know, I love you. Your stuff is so good, and how the last relationship went in and sour. See, you don't need to be discussing all that. That's a lot. It's just talking outside of your neck. You have to talk about your last relationship. This is just what it is. Cuff buddy and pass. This is not a relationship. And the other thing, y'all make sure that the person isn't disease infested. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Crazy. Stalker kind. Make sure he's clean and caring just enough not to want them, you know, just to see him dead because, you know, you might get a psychotic one. You don't want to get to know the person or, you know, on any significant level, y'all. Feelings tend to complicate things. So keep the feelings out of that. Before you know it, you're in a full-blown relationship and wondering, now, how did the hell I get in there? And how can I get the out? You know what I mean, the F out. So keep conversations fun, lighthearted, and if the other person keeps pushing for that serious talk, pay attention to that red flag, and you get out. And guess what? The last thing I'm going to tell you, cuff responsibly. This is a rule that definitely applies, I mean, all year round, but especially during cuffing season. The combinations of storm, like snowstorms and warm blankets, even the warm bodies laying next to you, you know what I mean? Tons of oops, baby showers, you know what I mean? The tend to come around the summer. You had a cuff buddy. And if you're going to have a cuff buddy, be responsible. Protect yourself. Take that pill. Use that patch, that Nova Ring, the Magnums and whatever, that the injections and stuff, because you don't want to be at Costco's and Walmart looking for no stroller by the summer with a big belly. And whatever it takes to ensure that you stay healthy, don't end up taking the life of somebody who was. You know what I'm saying? So call in. You know, cussing this season. Oh, what? Or just trying to get Christmas. So some of y'all just, you know. Damn, I can't. Call in and let me know what you're saying. Fresh, do you have a comeback? Are you cutting this season?
Why are you putting me on the spot? That's what I want to know.
That's because you're my sister.
Who
and
put
I just
you up to that? It sounds like Renita probably put you up to this shit.
Renita, did you put me up to this? Honestly, did you put me up? I put Renita on mute, just like you be doing.
She live now. She quiet, huh?
She quiet. Yeah, she didn't put me up to it. I promise she didn't. I just want to know, are you cupping this season, Sushi?
I'll have no comment.
Inquiring minds want to know, Crush, are you cupping this season?
Because on Monday, that's going to be the
season. I have some handcuffs.
Shut the front door. I bet you do.
Nah, I'm good. I ain't going to tell y'all that. Y'all, you know, I ain't telling y'all none of that. Y'all don't need to know all that. That's for grown folks.
Right. And don't worry, CT, because Crush will be in my spilt tea on Monday.
Y'all are real funny.
I got you. I think Leah is on the line, want to come in on this cuffing thing, so we're going to put her live.
Yeah, get to Leah. Don't worry about me, just get to me. I mean, get to Leah.
Oh, Sissy, we just want to know where you cuffing.
No, man.
Leah.
Y'all are hot. You know what? I'm not technically cuffing. I'll say that.
Okay.
I'm not technically cuffing nobody. No, you know what? My whole thing about the whole cuffing thing is, you know what? I just really feel like if you want to cuff me in the wintertime, you need to stick around a little bit and see what's really going on when it gets a little bit warm outside and, you know, all the winter clothes come off, you know, and the bikinis and the body oil starts getting dirty. You need to be around for that. If you like what's going on when I'm all covered up in the, you know, in the quilt sheets and the quilt situations and all that, you gonna want to be around. So I need me a cuffing buddy for all seasons. So
that's right.
When
spring, summer, fall.
Let's see what's going on with this right now, and then we'll find out what's really going on later. So that's my standpoint on the cuffing, but, yeah.
Right, because I don't want to, yeah, Leah, because I don't want to see you at Walmart and invitations on Global 14 come out, come to my baby shower. That's, and I'll be like,
ain't
damn, Leah, she done had a cuffing buddy. Because, you know, that's when, if have you ever noticed, and I'm talking to the listeners, too, wintertime, everything is fine. You see your homegirls or your friends out in the street. Oh, girl, you know, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just out. Time April and May hit, you see them big bellies, be like, Like I said, you better be careful, cuff as possible, because you'll be with somebody 18 to, what, 18 to 20, really? Because they're going to always be responsible. Good job. That's right. If he can't be with you the fourth season, winter, spring, summer, fall, you don't need him, girl. So y'all call in and let me know if y'all cuffing this season or what. Or just going
well,
like I said.
What you saying is if you're going to be a hoe, be a good hoe. And that's all I got to say.
Wait, what? Was that Crush?
That was Crush CT. And you
see
how
what I'm
she does?
About? See what I'm talking about? She took herself off. She took
exactly.
That's
she
right.
Just
that's right.
Bounced in and bounced right back out with some. That's supposed to be some good advice, Crush?
Right. Is that supposed to be some good advice for cuffing season, Crush? Wow. Well,
yes,
we ain't never gonna get we ain't never gonna get her a date, her talking that mess.
If you gonna cuff somebody, what y'all saying y'all need somebody for winter, spring, summer, fall. Like I said, if you gonna be hoish, be a good hoe. That's it. That's the bottom line. Come on now.
Why
we
is that hoish?
If you gonna
I gotta ask the question. Wait, first, how you be a good hoe, Chris? How you be a good hoe?
Wow.
You, one.
Wow.
Look.
You got
one,
to break that
you
down.
First of all,
there, girl,
first.
You got to break that down.
Look, this is what I'm saying. You do your thing. Don't nobody have to know. If you got three or four of them at a time, because first of all, what women will never admit is that if one don't come over, you have a backup. That's number one. So
if everybody on this phone right now is going to sit there and say that ain't true, then we got a problem.
So
if you're gonna planning to have someone new every single season, that means that no, you may need to make sure that you're not gonna get pregnant. That's number one. You're gonna get whatever you need out of it because you're already planning to replace his ass once the season turns over, once daylight saving time change. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
that's
right.
What I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Basically, if you it's some whole shit. Come on, let's just say what it is. If you're going to do what you want to do, go ahead and do it. You ain't committing to nobody. Hoes don't commit to nobody.
That's right. Keep it simple. You ain't talking about fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings. That's what, like, Crush, you know what, fuck your feelings. That's what Crush is really saying, y'all. Crush was on that couch.
Damn, we done turned the page, y'all. We done turned the page from a whole feet, from all feeders to fuck your feelings. We done just turned the page, y'all.
That's, because that's what she's thinking. Just, you know. And then on couch, she said, fuck this shit. Fuck this couch. She's saying, fuck your feelings.
That's right.
That's exactly. She just, you're going to be a jump off. Like they said, you're going to be a jump off. Just 4 minutes and, you know.
No. Jump offs ain't that smart. We know that for a fact. Jump offs are not that smart. Okay?
Okay.
So anybody that's a jump off, really, they to me, they just not that smart. But as history has it, hoes do hoe shit, so therefore that's what we gonna call it. Be a smart hoe. If you gonna be hoe, it's be a smart hoe. That's it. What's the problem, y'all? We all grown.
Right. That's
can
what
I
said.
Just please say the disclaimer that the views and comments by our lovely host Crush from Real Talk are hers and hers alone. While you up here calling lifers hoes, Lord have mercy.
Yes, I mean, I'm really G14. Just what you're trying to say that L is for? G, little hoe.
Look, I'm not calling anybody hoe. I'm just saying if you're going to do hoe shit, then make sure you're good at it. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Come on now.
All right. I see what fuck your feelings, in other words. Fuck your feelings, you know? You just stick it and stick it.
You know what? We can't. No, this is the thing. Guys do it all the time, all right? So let's not sit here and act like, okay, you know, when it comes to cuffing season, we just going to do this. If you're saying, if you're already saying, that means you are using somebody, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Do your thing. Okay, if you don't want to, okay, let me not use the word hoe, but really it's some hoe shit. So, leave me alone with this.
Both of you got to be on the same page. You just make sure, like they say, you tell them up front. You ain't nothing but a cuff buddy.
Have fun and do your thing, all right? So, if I take out the word hoe, you having fun doing your thing, all right? So, if I insulted anybody, I didn't mean to. I was just saying, I was just keeping it real. If you're going to do some hoe shit, be good at it. That's it.
That's right. I see what you're saying.
And Renita, leave me alone.
I don't even know what to say.
So let's see what Ash got to say on this. Ash, since you got so much to say, who do you have to say on this? Do you have a cuff butt? Ash? Look at him, mute, just mute. He don't want to say nothing now. That's fine.
Right. So that means Ash has a cuffing buddy,
what? Guess
and I think we just
in.
Outed Ash.
Yeah, we done outed Ash.
Oh, Ash is here.
Yeah, Ash is here, but he don't want to say anything. He's having everything.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, because Ash is smart. Now, if his cuff buddy is listening, they may not
right.
know they just cuffed him, buddy. Right.
Yep.
I'm with
Hold
Ash,
on.
Steve.
Hold.
Crush done
hold on,
told
hold on, hold
all
on.
Her hoes.
And Crush said that. Crush said that most men do that, but they're not going to let you know that you're a cuff. He's not going to tell you that.
Exactly.
Right.
Hold on. How I get pulled into this?
Ash.
I get pulled into this.
Because we see you talking shit in the chat room. So everybody is
I'm just saying. Look, I agree.
Great.
I'm just agreeing with Crush said. I mean, if you're going to be the best goddamn jump. To me, what Crush was saying, that's more like a jump off. It's just, you just a seasonal jump off. You just do it part time. You know, you just do it when you really, you know, want to get all warm and stuff like that. You know, but other than that, I mean, Crush said it right. She said it all right. You know who need to call in is OS. That's who need to call in because I know he got some throat gravy.
OS just said he can't call in because he all kid
me.
Well, OS, that's just put you on the spot. He did. You just have a lot of cuffing buddies.
No, I don't have no cuff. I don't. The cuffing button. Nah. Why? I mean, that's crazy because technically, if you do the cuffing thing, you wind up getting caught up, and then you gotta buy a gift and shit during the wintertime. No. If you gonna do all that, you might as well just go ahead and make that girl the girl you want to be with, and just be done, and then maybe break up when it gets to Valentine's Day.
Wow. Be another season. That's another damn.
Damn
season. And you know what? And that's exactly why by Valentine's season and all those romantic holidays, that's when you date someone outside of being a brother.
Right.
Because y'all are the ones that always pull that. Y'all want to dump someone right before Christmas. Dump them before New Year's, and then dump them for Valentine's, and then you want to get back together in March. Get out of here. That's what we're talking about.
I mean, hey.
But, Ed, you never know, Ed.
Huh?
You might just be a cuff buddy right now, and she might just leave your ass after January. You never know. You saying, no, I'm not going to do
you. Hey, I mean, I wouldn't be in denial and say you would. I mean, you don't know what anybody thinks. Shit, they might just like you for the moment. Hell, I mean, but that's what relationships at times are. That shit is a roll of the dice. You might be good right then and there for that moment, and then, you know, shit, snake eyes, you out. Then you on to the next one. I mean, it happens like that sometimes.
Well, Ash, I appreciate your comment. I'm about to mute you because now you're not. But we love you. Bye. Well, y'all, like I said, if you got a cup buddy or you know somebody cupping this season, call in and let us know. 773-4119. And we'll be right back. After this break, we'll take some calls and get to the sex toy of the week.
A dozen roses, such would have found you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. The makings of you. You got style, just like a biblical. And I've been losing my mind.
I think I'm falling in love with you, baby. Caught up in something that's moving so fast. Never been with nobody else. You and I tighter than the jeans on my head. You remind me of these things. I'm like God Kelly singing about the cheese. Boy, you're everything to me. And you're my
body.
Oh,
you remind me of the
ice. I ain't so married. Time we made love, just like the 25th day of Christmas, waiting for cost to show up. You got a heart of gold, baby, you should know. Baby, you remind me of so much. And maybe you always stay on my mind. Like my rims, you shine.
Welcome back. If you're just in, we had some hot topics for today. Oh, boy. So make sure you come in and let's talk about pressure. Anita and Ash, I tell you, and Leah, I don't know about them and they cuff buddy. I'm going to get me a damn cuff buddy. But like I said, I'm going to do like Chris said. I'm going to be a good hoe at it, a G14 hoe. What you do? Yeah. He called me a hoe. That's what he called me.
You know what?
I tried to play sideline hoe. Just because.
You know you wrong for that, right?
But I still love you.
I did not say G14 ho. I did not say that.
No, she didn't,
so
y'all.
That's so unfair.
Herself.
It wasn't funny, though. All right.
But I am going to be using that from now on. Every time I say, fuck your feelings, I'm going to crush. That's where it come from. You don't know what I mean. The contest in the sex talk room for the hottest bitches of the week. The winner for the hottest guy is Olu. And guess who the sick girl is? This is what the guy said. Mrs. Cash. Cash money. Miss Cash. So congratulations to you. And the moment we've all been waiting for. Really, it's not a toy this week, y'all. And it's called Make Me Cum Cream. Guess what? The Cum Cream is an Adam and Eve product. The special agents in this cream act directly on the powerful nerves in your clit to make it even more responsive to stimulation. With your clit being so sensitive, it was easier than ever for you to have an orgasm now with this Cum Cream. A little goes a long way, they say. Just a half an ounce jar is already full of dozens of orgasms. So guess what? I will be giving this cum cream out on next Friday's show. Yes, on next Friday. And we will have this new Make Me Cum Cream. I even like the title of it, Make Me Cum Cream. But I don't think I need to scream too much. I might drown ass. So if you have a personal story and would like to share about this cum cream, those you are the couples and everybody. 913-419-9. And still taking calls, y'all, about these topics. Personal stories you like to share, call in. Let me know what's going on and what you think about it. Leah, I'm not going to put you back on. I know you up there just waiting. You want to talk about the cum cream, but we're not going to put you back today, Leah. But we still taking calls for your personal stories, y'all. So guess what? I'm going to go ahead and go on to the freaky fact of the night. Take another break because we're running short on time. And then the freaky fact of the night is spank that ass. Spank that ass. You know what? When you, don't y'all know that when somebody's spanking your ass, that you become uncensored, you know, it doesn't hurt anymore. And people wonder, like, what's going on? Why is this not hurting anymore? Have you ever just been whooped with a paddle? Well, maybe not. Maybe it's just me, you know? Anyways, being punished in the bedroom, your hair pulled. Have you ever had that done to you and you wonder why? The triggers in your brain that
Ah!
It sounds like we're having some technical difficulties again. I don't know what's going on. Hey, CT?
Yeah, I'm here. You
okay, but your phone was doing the most just now. Like, it was really breaking up.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing.
You ain't hear nothing on Spank That Ass?
No, we got to the hair pulling, and I was getting, I heard about the pad on the hair pulling, and I started to get excited, and then you left us. I was like, wow.
So what? We're going to have to have a talk with Blog Talk, because I think they don't like me, Chris. I really think they like me, girl. All of the hair was like that.
Are you sitting in one place? Like, where are you at right now?
I'm sitting where I normally sit, and that is in my living room. And
okay.
I don't know what's wrong. Well, y'all, like I say, try a little spanking. Doing sex, spank that ass. And don't worry about that sting, because that O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N, you know, CT can't pronounce stuff. Y'all always come out on country. It's one of those sexual chemicals that's released when you're getting it on. It reduces pain by half. So let them spank that ass and pull that hair. I'm serious. It reduces the pain, Crush. You're laughing. I mean, if you hitting somebody hard enough, it's supposed to hurt. That little sting. But if they're so turned on and, you know, just coming and going and going, they don't even feel that pain. That's why you see so many people get, like, tied up, and that pain just goes away. It's just like they numb all of a sudden. That ain't mean you go beat the girl's ass or you beat the guy's ass now. That's not what I'm telling you. Not abuse, but just spank that ass. And that was Friday's Freaky Fact of the Night. I'd like to thank y'all for coming out with me tonight and listening in and talking to me tonight, me, Crush, Renita, and Asha. I've had a good time tonight. I'm on my 14-14 drink, and I'm going to have me another one after this show. And I just might spank my ass. And again, pay attention to the rules of sex talk, and let's keep that group at number one. I mean, since I've been touring these different cities and stuff and letting everybody on to Global 14 Radio and Sex Talk, our numbers are up. Follow us on Global 14 Radio on Twitter. And you can also follow me at ChocolateTiger1 on Twitter, and also Global 14 at Chocolate Tiger. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio Sex Talk. This is your girl, Chocolate Tiger, and I'm signing off. Talk to you later.
Inside of you, something I thought that I